Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about proper food choices to optimize your workout. Hello, I'm Amy Myers and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Megan Carpenter, dietetic intern here at Mississippi State University. So Megan, you seem very passionate about the proper food choices to make before, during, and after workouts. Where does this passion stem from?
Well, Amy, I've always worked towards living an active and healthy lifestyle. In my undergrad experience here at MSU, I was offered an opportunity to volunteer for MSU's sports dietitian, Kelly White. This volunteer opportunity led me to the opportunity to serve as a graduate assistant in MSU's athletic department. In my time in the athletic department, I observed how much of an effect nutrition can have on these athletes' performance. Now, I'm no athlete, but I noticed that when I choose the proper foods before, during, and after a workout, these choices improve my energy and recovery. With this in mind, I'm very passionate about improving the recreational athletes and people maybe just trying to get active. I want to improve their diets and food choices towards optimizing their exercise performance.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I love that you're considering that not all individuals are able to gain this type of knowledge or have this type of knowledge. You mentioned there are certain foods that are recommended to eat before and after a workout. Could you explain the basics on this in more detail?
Pre and post-workout foods are all about energy and recovery. It really boils down to the fact that carbohydrate foods provide your body with energy, and protein helps your muscles grow and recover. Considering these facts, fueling your workout with good sources of carbohydrate foods will provide you with the quick energy necessary to finish your workouts. Recovering after workout with a snack high in protein helps your muscles recover and grow.
So give me some examples of pre-workout snacks.
Personally, before my workouts, I like to eat a high-carbohydrate snack within the 30 minutes before my workout. I like to keep the snack high in carbs, but light at the same time, just to not be heavy on the stomach. My favorites are things like granola bars, fruits like bananas, apples, and grapes, oatmeals if it's breakfast, and whole wheat crackers.
So what about post-workout snacks?
Recovering after a workout should be a snack high in protein, but adding some carbohydrate choices to ensure energy is maintained through the whole day. My favorite thing to recover after a workout with are string cheese with a few whole wheat crackers, Greek yogurt and some type of fruit, or low-fat milk and fruit. Milk is such a great recovery snack. For every 8 ounces serving, you get 8 grams of protein. Fruit is also good for recovery because it's high in water. It will help you stay hydrated through the day.
So those are great illustrations of appropriate snacks before and after a workout. What else could an individual do to improve their workouts?
Hydration is so important. Your body is about 60% water. Letting it get dehydrated could put you at risk for injury along with poor performance. Drinking water through the day, all day, is key. Also remember, if you lose a pound of sweat during your workout, make sure you drink 1 or 2 water bottles to replace it.
Megan, is it important for us to drink water during our workout, for example, maybe between reps or while we're doing cardio?
Yes, Amy, it's so important for you to drink water throughout your workout. Water is going to replace the sweat that you lose through your workout, so make sure you're drinking it in the middle of cardio, in the middle of weight training, any type of workout you're doing. Hydration is important. This will prevent you from injury, and it also make you perform better throughout your workout.
Okay, and because of the sugar that some sports drinks can have, we need to make sure that if we're going to drink them, that we are indeed being very active. Is that correct?
Sports drinks and stuff like that have the electrolytes in them that your body needs to replace that sweat, so they're a great thing, but some of them can be high in sugar, so you really just want to be aware of the portion sizes and the ones that you're choosing.
Right, and it is for people that are highly active, so...
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. So make sure you're working out a lot.
Okay, that sounds great. That's really good advice. Thank you so much for coming on and talking with me today.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could be here. I hope that anything that I said today will help individuals enhance their exercise performance.
Okay, thanks so much. Today we've been speaking with Megan Carpenter, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.